And finally today, we head back to Broadway. Two musicals recently returned to the center of America's theatrical universe after a year and a half of theaters being closed. One of them was the Tony Award-winning show Hadestown. Reporter Jeff London followed its return from the very first rehearsal back to opening night.
The scene, a rehearsal room in a nondescript Midtown Manhattan office building. It's August 9th, and for the first time in 17 months, the cast and staff of Hadestown is getting together. It's a cross between a family reunion and the first day of school, and everyone is wearing a mask. Rachel Chavkin, the show's director, who's carrying her infant son, asks people to gather in a circle.
So I thought we would go around first and actually do names.
There are breathing exercises.
In.
Then, Aeneas Mitchell, the show's writer, teaches the group an Irish folk song.
Let union be in all our hearts.
Let union be in all our hearts.
John Krause is a member of the chorus, and he's also the understudy for the lead role of Orpheus. He well remembers the night everything closed.
My parents were actually in town in New York to see me go on for the lead, and actually Broadway shut down the night I was supposed to go on for Orpheus. So yeah, it was a tough time.
Krause moved back to California and taught guitar and theater classes on Zoom.
And now I'm back here and it feels surreal. I had a good cry.
Hadestown is a contemporary retelling of the Orpheus and Eurydice myth, where the underworld is run by a multimillionaire who exploits his workers, despoils the environment, and builds a wall.
Why do we build the wall? My children, why do we build the wall?
After an early rehearsal, Eva Noble-Zada, who plays Eurydice, says everyone in the production is being especially sensitive.
To go forward and feel what we need to feel and say what we need to say in order for us to be safe and realize that we're doing our best to create a Broadway that isn't like the Broadway before.
Production stage manager Beverly Jenkins knows what Broadway was like before. She's been working on shows since the 1990s. She says there's a great vibe in rehearsal.
People are happy to see each other. They're happy to revisit the work. They're happy, once they revisit it, to get into the nitty-gritty and the details of it.
And less than 2 weeks later, everyone's back in the theater. There's a band rehearsal in the morning. That afternoon, the cast assembles on stage to painstakingly work through the show.
You ready?
We are ready.
Great.
And on the road to hell, there was a lot of waiting.
Chorus member John Krause says that's when the muscle memory kicked in.
It's like, oh, I remember how to do this. My voice remembers the notes that I'm singing. My body remembers how to hit the positions I need to hit and where I need to be on stage.
And off stage, Beverly Jenkins calls cues while bopping to the music.
Go. I spent 19.
And before they knew it, it was opening night.
It's an old song.
It's an old song.
It's an old tale from way back when. It's an old song.
It's an old song.
And we're gonna sing it again.
1,000 masked and vaccinated people packed the Walter Kerr Theater for the show's return, stopping it several times for standing ovations. One line, a toast by the character Orpheus, seemed to resonate particularly.
To the world we dream about. And the one we live in now.
After a prolonged curtain call, the cast came outside and serenaded the audience from the fire escape.
We all need somebody to lean on.
Eva Noble-Zada.
It's nice to know that like people are so invested, and as much, I think, as we are. I really do feel like New York audiences, or at least now, after these 18 months, want to really experience something fully.
It felt like we were the Beatles at Madison Square Garden or something.
Chorus member John Krause.
You know, it just felt like they were waiting on every word.
We made it! Reopening night!
Stage manager Beverly Jenkins says she was astonished by the audience response.
What they went crazy for was everything, top to bottom.
Eva Noble-Zada said that after the whirlwind of the past month, she could nap for 15 years. But what she really needed to do was unwind and rest up for a 4-performance weekend. Broadway is coming back. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Hound dog howling the whistle.